I'm Holly.
And I'm Bridget.
And this
is Girls Next Level.
Welcome back to Girls Next Level podcast, everybody. We are back with part two of the unveilings episode, all about Kendra's mom unveiling her plastic surgery results. And you know what's crazy? So I always talk about how when I review these episodes, things start to mirror in my real life. Like if my confidence is going up on the show, my confidence goes up in real life.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned, I forget what they are now, but I've mentioned over the course of this podcast, like what other little things have been. And it's always positive stuff, which is good. But it's weird because I was like plotting out what the, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was plotting out what the next couple of weeks of episodes are. And I'm like, okay, so this one's unveilings. It's Patty unveiling her plastic surgery. But it's weird because I'm getting plastic surgery at that same time.
It is crazy. Like that, when you told me that, I'm like, whoa, really is crazy how it mirrors. There are so many examples of it.
Because I didn't plan it out that way at all, but I was, you know, because I won't be able to record for a couple weeks. So I have to do like all my brand deal stuff, all the podcast stuff, all the Patreon stuff, get it done. Like I'm going in tomorrow for the surgery as we're recording this. And even today, I'm like going to go check into the hotel and just blah, 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 blah. Like I have a million things to like finish up and edit and post and do all this shit. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm getting my jawline done. If you guys are Patreon followers, you know about my fake surgery episode where I talk about how I tried to get my jawline done before. And if you want to listen to that, it's on the Patreon. You can get into why I call it my fake surgery and why I think nothing happened. But I'm really going to do it this time. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Getting a little pullback. Going to get my earlobes fixed because they got botched last time.
I'm excited for you and I can't wait to see.
Thanks.
I don't think you need it. Like, I think you look amazing.
Thanks.
But I know we all see things in ourselves. Like, I stand in the mirror and do that, too. Like, pull the jowls back.
Yeah, there gets to a point in your life where you kind of start going like this and being like, you know, I think. And this is like, if you guys are watching the video, there's great lighting in here. So it's not going to be indicative of like what I would
want. Bad lighting looks like.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I'm basing this decision off of bad lighting. And it's not like I have jowls or anything like that. It's just I can kind of see where it's headed. And I want to go in for this bit of maintenance before it even goes there.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about it. And I'll probably do a vlog about it. And I'll share like who the surgeon is and stuff. There's no point in dropping her name now because until you guys see the before and after photos, you're not even going to know if you like her work. So what would the point be? And I don't even remember like how long it is before I take my final after photos. I don't know if it's the 3-month mark or the 6-month mark. They might even have me come in at a year point for before and afters. I don't know. But as soon as I have a set of photos that you can see a difference, I'll share.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about it. And I'm just excited to have like 2 or 3 days of not doing anything. Like, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Like, I booked a hotel. I'm going to go do a staycation. I'm going to have a nurse there for the first day. And I'm so excited to just lay there and do nothing. Like, I can't wait. I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off for the past couple of weeks, just trying to get everything done. The only thing that's kind of a bummer is I do have my kids this coming weekend and you have to wear like a compression garment around your head for a week solid. You can only take it off to like shower. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to lie and say I had dental work because I just feel like my kids are still little and I don't want my daughter to inherit any of my like insecurities or like neurosis about my looks. And I don't want to be like, got my jawline done and have her be like, oh, why?
Yeah.
You know, so I might lie and say I had dental work, but they are pretty sharp and they do love to roast me. So I might just be getting roasted all weekend.
So you look like a mummy or something.
100% or, you know.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. I wish I could have gone like the week off, but their dad has a festival this weekend. So I can't do it. But I wish I could hide for a full week and have them like not even see the bandage because I don't want it to like freak them out either.
Yeah.
You know what else I hate is technically this is a lower facelift, but I hate the word facelift so much. I don't even want to say it.
Well, because it invokes the whole everything. Like, I feel like there should be different, like a facelift should be if you do everything and pull everything back top to bottom. But like if you're just doing this part, that shouldn't be called the facelift. That should be called like jawline revision or something.
I know, because I feel like when we were growing up, like I know it's different now and people get it younger and it's a much more like subtle, natural look and everything. But like when we were growing up, when you heard the word facelift, that was something you did when you were really old and it usually came out looking fucking freaky.
Yeah.
Like my goal is to come out and have you guys not really think I look that different. I want to think I look that different when I'm like up close and in the magnifying mirror and like seeing myself in all different kinds of lighting. Plus, I do true crime shows, so I have to be up to the true crime lighting. That's a whole other thing. But they're great. They work with me. They give me a little extra when I need it. But yeah, like when we were growing up, like a facelift, you think of like Joan Rivers or Liberace or like coming out really crazy looking.
Yeah.
And extreme.
It's like it's got a bad rap when you 100%, hear the name.
I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. And it does feel, it feels like this big thing.
Yeah. And that's not it. Like, I don't, like, this isn't even airing until I'm like 2 weeks after, until I'm like recovered. Cause I wouldn't even feel comfortable putting out that I'm going in for surgery. Cause I don't want, like, I'm superstitious and I don't want like haters sending me bad energy when I'm like under. So, you know, I'll be good by the time this airs. But I just think it sounds scary to like get a face. I don't want anybody coming thinking I'm gonna come out like looking like the Joker or doing anything crazy, because it's very like, I found a doctor who I feel like her look is very subtle. She's very conservative. So I'm excited.
Yeah,
excited.
I'm excited for you.
I'm kind of bummed though, because I can't work out for a month, and I feel like I've been doing so good on my fitness lately, and I found a Pilates place in Vegas that I love, and so that's something. But
yeah.
You give and take a little bit. I'm just excited about life right now. I'm excited to have like my recovery. I'm even excited about anesthesia. Cause you know, when you go under for anesthesia, they give you something, I don't know if it's propofol or whatever it is, but they give you something that makes it smell like you're breathing in rubbing alcohol. And it makes you so giggly for like the second before you go under. I feel like that's one of the best feelings in the world.
I know what you mean. And anytime I go under, I always feel like I'm not going to go under. I'm going to like beat it.
No,
do you ever say that?
Why the fuck would you want to do that?
No, I mean, I don't want to stay awake from it, but I'm going to see how long like I could stay. Like, and they're like, okay, you know, count backwards from 10 or whatever. And I'm all like, I'm going to get to one. But I mean, you go like 10, 9 or whatever.
I don't even think any of the times I've gone under, I've got to the point where they have me count backwards. I think that's happened like once in my life, maybe when I got my wisdom teeth out, or I'm trying to think what the first thing I would have been like put out for was. But I don't even think I get that far. I get like so giggly and then...
Yeah. I remember when I had my CO2 laser last time and they put me under for it.
People are going to be like, how many times have you bitches been put under? But I feel like there's been at least a good handful for me.
Well, for me, I got my tonsils removed when I was 16. I got my wisdom teeth taken out, CO2 laser twice now.
I did it for like egg harvesting too.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, and then I've had...
I'll put you out for that.
I've had several... procedures, surgeries type things down there.
Oh yeah, I've had like a laparoscopy and like
all those kinds of things for like fibroids and the adenomyosis. And
so
like,
it's not that we've had like 50 million plastic surgeries, just to be.
Yeah, this is not about plastic. But this is not about plastic surgery. This is just about being put under for anything. But one of the times he asked me, the anesthesiologist asked me, so what are we doing this morning? Are we doing mimosas or Bloody Marys? And I'm like, let's go with Bloody Marys.
Have a different mix?
He's just joking about like, you know, putting me under. Yeah. So I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
Because I need anything for good experiences. But speaking of that, so I was also looking into CO2 again. I think I've said it before on here. And I got an estimate and so there's different kinds of CO2, and the one I've had before is like super deep and you just do it one time for like many, many years, you know? And you are like oozy and scabbing and very red and everything. But I guess, and that's why I wanted to be put under, because I've had it without being put under and it's horrible. But now I'm doing research on it again and trying to find like another, like a doctor or whatever. And I'm reading a lot of things on it that are saying that they don't really do it that way anymore. Mm-hmm. And they do it lighter now. And then, and the recovery time is way less and you don't have to be put under, that you can totally deal with the pain. So now I'm like confused because I want it to be strong and have the results like I had before. And I don't want to go under if I don't have to go under, but I know how painful it was not to.
Right.
So like now I'm like really confused.
Well, I would definitely go under if you're going to get the strong one, because why not? But I started thinking about CO2 laser because my Botox guy was like, oh, you know, you should start. Because I was asking about wrinkles under the eyes. And he's like, you should start doing like CO2 laser. And they do it there. And I've seen like a girl who got it done there make like a TikTok about it. And it didn't look like anything you'd be put under for. Like she was very red and crazy looking for a week, but it didn't look like as traumatic as like what you tell me about. So. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So I think that there's just, I don't know. It made it kind of sound like they don't really do the super deep one anymore.
Yeah.
That they
I wonder why they wouldn't if it was so effective.
They just said for quicker recovery time and for like less painful, and you go in for more of them rather than doing
my
it all
Botox
at once.
Guy was making it sound like it was something you do every year or something like that.
Yeah. So like when I did it, it was like, okay, you're good for like 10 years or five years or whatever. You know, like it was different. The first time I did it, they were like, you're good for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then the second time I did it, they're like, no, it's more like five.
Yeah.
But it worked. It really did work. But it is pretty traumatic. And it is a long recovery.
And that price you told me, I was like, that's how much it costs?
Oh, yeah.
That seemed like a lot to me.
Yeah. So just so you guys, I got an estimate and I did ask for it to be put under, so that.
That's always a couple thousand.
Was like $2,800 or something like that for that part. But the estimate was well over $7,000. It was pushing $8,000.
See, that's crazy to me.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's a standard price. It's just the only price I've gotten so far. Mm-hmm. So, and like I said, I'm going to keep like researching it because I feel like I'm not sure so much anymore now.
Yeah.
Like I thought I knew exactly what I wanted and everything, but now I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah. So let's go back in time to Patty's plastic surgery.
Yes.
Believe me, I know how hard it is to quit a bad habit. Sometimes it's something I want to keep on top of, but then everything in your day piles up and it's that comfort thing you lean on. There's no better tool to break up with your bad habit than this episode's sponsor, Fume, the award-winning flavored air device loved by over 500,000 customers. Fume is twice as effective as the solutions you've tried, and it's backed with lab-tested safety studies, so both doctors and customers agree. Fume is the good habit, and it's one-third of the cost of your bad habit. So I tried a Fume. It is very satisfying, refreshing, relaxing, and I tried all these different flavors. The crisp mint is their most popular, but they have like an orange vanilla flavor, a cinnamon candy flavor, a peachy flavor. Those were my favorites. These are natural flavors. There's no nicotine and no vapor. It's weighty. It's award-winning aesthetic design. There's an airflow dial, and it's fidget friendly, which I love because I love having something in my hands. Start your guilt-free journey with The Good Habit and use code NEXTLEVEL to get a free gift with purchase and begin your overdue breakup. Just head to tryfume.com/nextlevel. That's tryfume.com/nextlevel and use code NEXTLEVEL to start The Good Habit today.
Welcome back to Girls Next Level podcast. We are back to finish talking about unveilings.
Yes.
Season 4, episode 4. Okay, Brigitte, what do you want today?
I want waves. I want creepy.
So we go straight into your room. We're getting ready for the party together. Laurent is in there wearing a wild hat.
Yeah.
And they lower third him as Laurent, famous hairstylist. And I would always joke during commentary when Kevin would bill somebody as famous, I'd be like, so famous, you have to tell us. And he would like die laughing in the other room.
Yeah. This scene did make me a little bit nostalgic, though. Like the excitement of getting ready for a big party like that. And like,
that was definitely part of the fun. Mm-hmm. I remember when I first moved in, that whole thing had been cut because obviously, like, hairstylists charge a lot more to come to your house than if you were just going to go see them at the salon. And the other girls would say how they used to have the people come there and they'd all like get ready in one room. And that was part of the fun. And we eventually like talked Tef back into having that happen again.
I mean, like that, if there's something that I really miss about the mansion, it's like that. And that excitement and anticipation of one of the big parties.
Ordering snacks, getting started with Jello shots.
Mm-hmm. Having like, even just all of it, like having a cool costume and like getting it all made and seeing it come to fruition and knowing you're going to put that on later and all the accessories and all the girls getting ready together. Like you said, the snacks and maybe a cocktail or whatever. Laurent coming, like just, I don't know, the whole vibe. I'm like, oh, I would love to do that part again. Like,
yeah, that was a fun part. So I come in with my laptop. I ask for Princess Jasmine hair. And then they have this corny thing where I list off comparisons between me and the Aladdin characters. And I have to think that they brought up the comparisons. If I was going to compare myself to Jasmine, I would be like, you know, we both don't leave the palace walls much, but we really want to get out and travel and see the world. Like, that would have been my take on it. But it's like, Jafar has a parrot and I have a parrot. And that's just stupid.
Yeah.
And then they cut to like kind of funny animal moments with Carola. She nips me and I go, ow. And she mimics me and goes, ow.
I know. That was so funny.
She was such a smart ass. And then when I mentioned Coco, they cut to Coco scratching her crotch,
which I
feel like is so gross. Like, why?
In commentary, we're giving Kevin shit. We're like, ew, why? Out of all the footage of Coco, that's the little clip you choose? Like, why?
Like, I know they were going for, like, funny, cheeky animal moments to, like, cap off what I was saying, but that one's gross.
Yeah.
Like, that was the best they could do. And at the end of it, one thing I do like is they cut to a drawing of me of Jasmine that Kevin did.
I like that, too. It's really cute. I didn't know Kevin did it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does all those drawings, like me as a prehistoric Hooters girl and things like that. So it's fun to see all the party prep. They go out into the backyard again. They show what's going on with all like the party prep and everything. Hef is going out and testing the cushions, which, you know, they asked him to do that.
Of course.
He wouldn't go out there on his own and be like, oh, I'm going to sit on the cushions.
No.
And then Hef walks into the dining room and Patty and her friend is in there. And he's joking with Patty about her looking younger and younger. And soon she's going to be too young for him. And he's thinking about moving her in. And of course, it's a joke. And Hef is just being like quippy and stuff. Like anybody would laugh, you know, if he was joking like that in front of them. But I feel like Patty and her friend are so giddy about it. I wrote in my notes again, I think Patty's in love with Hef. Which I think I do. Like, I still think that. I always thought that, and I think that.
They were definitely eating it up.
They were giddy, like as if your biggest crush had just walked into the room and was like, oh my God, you look cute.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Did you see this cool shot when they're doing all the decorations and stuff, and they show the shot of the Persian rug, like, unrolling?
I do floppy? Like that. Yeah, that was creative.
It was cool. And we talk about it in commentary, too. We're like, that's such a cool shot. That's such a cool shot. And we're like, and we tell Kevin, see, Kevin, we point out when we like things, too. Kevin thinks we only point out things we hate, but we point out things we like.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I feel like that is true for this show we're doing now. Like, some people are like, you're so negative. Yeah, no shit. But also, we do point out the things we like.
I think so, too.
And that goes for things certain people do. That goes for everything. It's just for some reason, the positive stuff doesn't land with people the same way.
Right.
But, and that's true when I read comments about myself. It's just
right.
human nature.
Say, yeah.
But just because you think somebody's being so negative all the time, like, think about it. Are they?
Yeah. When Hef was saying all that stuff to Patty and stuff, I wrote in my notes, yikes. And I just feel like that like really, I just don't like that whole like, I know he's trying to be nice. Mm-hmm. He's trying to be a gentleman and stuff, but it just gives me ick vibes.
Why? Because it's his girlfriend's mom?
Yes. And I think there's other reasons too, but that's probably like the main one.
I mean, yeah, I'm definitely grossed out by all that shit. Like, I know he thinks he's just being funny and quippy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. There's a little something to this scene. Like, I think Patty would if she could.
It feels like it. And then Hef just says, well, it's going to be a great night as he walks out. But before he says that, Patty's commenting on how amazing it looks out there. Mm-hmm. And he's agreeing and stuff. So I just think it really changed the vibe for everything.
Oh, 100%. And the next scene is a scene with Hank and Brian checking out the decor. And I said this before a few episodes back when they were jumping on the trampoline before 4th of July. Typically, I love Hank and Brian on the show. So funny. But this is another scene that feels forced. Like, you can tell it's totally fake. The conversation, I think we were even making fun of it in commentary.
Because
they sit down and they're like, so, Patty got a bunch of plastic surgery, as if everybody on staff hasn't known that for like a month or however long this has been going on. And it's just so contrived.
It really, really is. I mean, in commentary, we're literally screaming, staged, 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 so stupid.
Yeah. The tent that they're sitting in does look really nice.
It does look nice, but you know what I wanted? I wanted like the rounder kind of tents that had like a pointy top.
Oh, yeah, those would be cool.
Like I had full visions and more velvets and silks than cottons and lycra and stuff.
Lycra. Like. So Hank and Brian are talking about Patty's plastic surgery. And another thing we point out in commentary is you can see the little rectangle where the microphone is taped inside Brian's shirt.
Oh, gosh. The little things that we notice. I don't know if other people notice that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. But then again, last week we were talking about earlier in this episode, I thought you were in a scene you weren't even fucking in. Like what?
What's funny about this scene too is Hank's like telling Brian this as if he doesn't know, which we know he knows. But supposedly Brian had been out of town or something and that's why he didn't know.
No. Yeah.
But even so, do you think it would be weird? Not that they don't do this anyway, but I feel like it's weird that they would be gossiping about Patty's surgery anyway. I mean, I kind of know it's human nature and stuff, so I'm not like bagging on them or anything, but I do feel like it's a little bit weird that they would even talk about it.
I mean, I bet there was a lot of talk going on that we just didn't hear.
I think so, too. But I think they're just trying to set up for this big reveal.
Yeah. But as if everyone's anticipating it. Exactly. That's what the show wants to get across, is that everybody in the village has not seen the new face.
Yeah.
Even though she's been like in and out of every room, everybody's seen it.
Yeah. She's just sitting in the dining room right now.
Totally.
Like, it's not like we have her sequestered somewhere for the big reveal.
So then we go back up to your room.
Mm-hmm.
And this scene is so real.
It is. But finally.
I know.
Finally.
So Kendra's getting her hair done. Your outfit is awesome. The same one you're wearing today. Yes. You're helping me with my outfit. I remember that night looking at pictures right after, like I felt very bloated in this outfit.
You say that in commentary. Oh, I'm looking a little chunky, but I mean, come on.
It was the body dysmorphia era for sure.
Yeah. My sister's in there.
Yeah.
You're in there. Like you said, I'm helping you with your outfit. Kendra's getting her hair done with Laurent. My sister's hanging out on the bed.
But before we get to what's interesting in the scene, they cut away to Steven doing Patty's makeup in bedroom 5.
Oh, did they cut first? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Steven's asking her, are you ready to date? And she says, I'd rather just be married. And I'm like, amen. Like, that's exactly where I'm at in life right now.
Oh, really?
Like, I have no desire to date. Try dudes out, have fun. That's not fun to me. Like, I don't give a fuck. I just want to meet my next perfect person.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know what's interesting? Steven didn't get famous or what was it? Celebrity makeup artist or famous makeup artist?
Yeah, we're talking about that in the commentary. Like, he should be celebrity makeup artist.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's asking her, like, what kind of guy she likes.
Construction worker,
yeah. And they are still, again, giggling like crazy.
Yeah. Her friend is very giggly.
Yeah. I have to assume, though, that this one was taken out of context because they're just like
laughing at stuff that's not that funny.
Yes. So I'm like, they're cutting this weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then Patty says a construction worker, who they're down to earth, their flannel shirts and their jeans. And her friend interjects, who must have had a bad experience, and says, and they're alcoholics.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Patty says, no, they are not. And Steven asks how long it's been since she's been on a date. And they're, again, giggling like crazy. And Patty's like, we're not going to talk about that. It's been a while.
Have you guys ever seen how many vitamins and supplements I take? Sometimes I'll post a picture of it and it kind of blows my mind. So I'm always looking for ways to stack these and get the same vitamins, minerals, nutrients, multiple things in one product. And one great solution for that is Everyday Dose. It's affordable and covers so many of your bases in a cup of coffee. It takes 30 seconds to make and you get coffee plus a bunch of supplements with vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Everyday Dose is coffee plus benefits. It combines 100% Arabica coffee with powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you clean, sustained energy all day long. There's no crash, no jitters, just clean, sustained energy. The Coffee Plus is a mild roast. It's light and smooth. There's low acidity, which is easy on sensitive stomachs, and it gives you a mellow energy. The Coffee Plus Bold, that's the one I like, is a rich blend of medium roast, 100% Arabica coffee, robust and full-bodied yet smooth. It gives you that extra boost of energy. Both are 100% Arabica coffee, have functional benefits, and are mold-free. Everyday Dose also does third-party testing so you know what you're getting. Get 45% off your first subscription order of 30 servings of Coffee Plus or Bold Plus. You'll also receive a starter kit with over $100 in free gifts, including a rechargeable frother and gunmetal serving spoon by going to everydaydose.com/nextlevel or entering next level at checkout. You'll also get free gifts throughout the year. That's everydaydose.com/nextlevel for 45% off your first order.
Yeah, so then they cut back to my room.
And this scene is painful for me. It's painful to watch, but it's so real. So I'm trying very hard to make small talk with Kendra. And her tone of voice back to me is just so rude. Mm-hmm. And when we were doing notes on this, you were like, what's wrong with Kendra in this scene? Like, what was going on in her life at this time? I go, nothing. That, don't you remember? That's how she was to me a lot.
I do remember that she was out. She was very just dismissive and short. Yeah. But this scene catches it.
And I feel like people don't understand like where the tension between me and Kendra back then came from. And as far as like having beef, I feel like the major beef stuff comes after the mansion. But as far as like any tensions at the mansion, like the best way I can explain it is you have this person that comes in and they're like treated differently. Like they're given all kinds of advantages and stuff, which is annoying, but also like not her fault. So you can't really hate on it. And also I feel like if one of us had been given more advantages for whatever reason, we would have taken it. Like if I would have gotten an opportunity that I was excited about going to do, it wouldn't have necessarily occurred to me, wait, are Bridget and Kendra allowed to do this exact thing? Like that just, I don't think that would occur to any of us. I think we're just, you know, taking the opportunities where we can get them. But what made it hard and impossible is she had such attitude with me all the fucking time. And I don't know what it was about.
Yeah.
I try to like imagine what it could be about and like put myself in her shoes. And maybe she thought, like, in the beginning, like, when we were trying to be helpful, maybe she thought we were trying to be controlling. Although, I mean, that's a fucking jump.
Yeah.
Because, like, in the beginning, like, when I say when we were trying to be helpful, it would be things like taking her shopping so she has stuff to wear or letting her borrow stuff because she didn't have any clothes or saying, hey, there's a new playmate coming out with us tonight, but please don't invite her upstairs because we're not trying to do that. Like, it's just stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she always treated me as if I was like the reason she couldn't do what she wanted at the mansion, like as if they're not Hef's rules, they're my rules. And I don't know if she was thinking that, but I felt like that's how I was treated. Like I was always given this attitude and pushback, and you just don't ever see it on the show until now. And I feel like the only reason they were okay leaving this in here is they're kind of playing it off like she's so nervous about her mom's reveal that she's just beside herself.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there were some, I don't even know if you'd even call it nerves, but there's always some excitement. Like I'm sure you were excited for Anastasia and maybe a little nervous for her when she was doing her reveal. So I'm sure it's something akin to that. And I always got the vibe that even though Kendra was always very welcoming to her family at the mansion, that having her mom come to one of the big parties did kind of cramp her style a little bit, you know, maybe especially if she, I'm just assuming, but I kind of got that vibe, especially maybe if she's going, trying to meet guys on the side or something. So I think they're kind of playing it off like that, but that's not what it is. That's just how she was to me most of the time. And if you watch the scene, you can see I'm trying very hard, just like be nice and make little small talk. And she's just fucking rude. And I'm just like, I'm going to go do something else.
Yes.
And I leave.
But she, and it's not just you. She's being totally rude to Laurent. Anything he does to her hair, she's like, no, I hate it. I hate it. And Laurent is getting pissed. He just gives up and sits down. He's shaking his head and he's looking over at me at the bed.
Oh, yeah. You can see a cut of him. And I wrote down, I'm like, I don't want to assume too much. Maybe this is just resting bitch face, but he's sitting there. It's even if it was just resting bitch face, it's kind of funny to look at because he's sitting there looking fucking deflated.
Yeah.
Like it's comical.
And Sheena's trying to like brush everything out and like start over and stuff, like trying to rectify it. But like he's done like three different styles on her hair and she hates it, hates it, hates it. And then you come in and you're like just asking questions about your mom. Like, what is she wearing? Blah, blah, blah. And she's just very short and rude. And she just is bringing the whole energy in the room down. And it's stuff like that where I just feel like if you're going to have bad energy, don't come get ready in my room. Because this is a place where we have fun and the energy's good. Good and stuff. And it wasn't the only time she brought bad energy into the room.
Yeah.
There were times where I was like, I told her, can you just go do her hair in her room? That's where she'd rather be anyway.
Yeah.
She didn't love to come and like be a part of all of that.
Yeah. And I feel like when I think about the biggest difference in the way that you and I approach the mansion and she approached the mansion in our mindset, I know everybody blames it on age, but I truly don't believe it's age. I believe the difference in our mindset and how we're seeing the mansion and how we approached it and how we reacted to everything is you and I had to deal with the Mean Girls era. Mm. So we know how bad things can be. And to us, it's so valuable that everybody get along and everything like that. And she, even though she was told about that experience, being told and understanding aren't the same thing. She didn't have to live through it. Yeah, yeah. She met them and said she didn't like them, but that was a very brief interaction. And she didn't, like, she never saw how bad things could get. And she didn't have that mindset and ugh.
Yeah. And I do want to point out, too, there's a scene where Anastasia and I, like, glance at each other and we, like, say, like, whisper something or something. And it makes it look like we're talking shit about Kendra. But I was very careful. Like, even I probably really was wanting to do that. But if whatever that was not about Kendra, because I wouldn't have done it on camera like that. Like, I was like, I would not have given him that. So mm-hmm. that was, like, just totally something different. Like, Anastasia asking me about something while somebody else is doing a scene or something.
Yeah.
So we're being quiet about it. But I wouldn't have just, like, been rolling my eyes or giving Anastasia, like, whispering something to me or whatever, mm-hmm. vice versa. During this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just felt like it was bringing everybody down. And I said that, I kind of already said that. I'm like, even 18 years later, I'm looking back at the scene going, ew, if you want to like be all like pouty and bratty and stuff and walk in with a rain cloud over your head, go in your own room and get ready.
Yeah.
And in commentary, because I was curious how we would react in commentary, and we all just kind of laugh over this whole scene because I think it's awkward and Kendra knows she's being a bitch and mm-hmm. and she just tries to say, oh, I was so nervous.
I don't believe she was nervous. Maybe a little bit, like you're nervous for your mom. You want her to have like a good debut. But I don't think that's something that would have thrown her so over the edge that she doesn't even know how she's acting toward people, you know?
And then the other thing I was thinking maybe is a possibility is maybe she was late because she was always running late to like even into my room to get her hair done. And she really wanted to like kind of micromanage the last moments of her mom, like getting ready and what she was going to look like and how she was wearing and everything. And didn't have time to go and do all of that and was like getting stressed out about that. I don't know.
But no matter how much benefit of doubt we try to give her, she was like that to me a lot for no fucking reason.
It is true.
So the next scene is the outside of the mansion, all lit for Midsummers. Is this the first time we've seen the outside of the house for Midsummers? Kind of seems like it is.
Really?
I mean, maybe not, but it kind of seems like it is. And one thing I wanted to say, too, is I feel like Midsummer Night's Dream is so much more well shot in this episode than it has ever been before. And I don't know how much of it looking appealing has to do with the new theme or just it being shot a little bit differently. But I feel like the party finally looks like a party you want to go to. Because I know I've said on the show before that Midsummer Night's Dream was so magical, but then you see it on the show and it doesn't quite translate.
Yeah.
And I always feel like, oh, it's such a shame that people couldn't really like experience that because seeing it on the show, it looks like a lot more cheesy and dated even for the time than mm-hmm. it felt in real life. But I feel like it comes off a lot better and more fun. And I feel like they're kind of shooting the party from almost like a lower angle. I don't know. There's something about the way it's shown. It just looks a lot better.
That's good. Because it was an amazing party.
Mm-hmm. It shows the painted ladies down at the bottom of the stairs. And my favorite painted outfit for this party is somebody, this a blonde girl with a high ponytail. And she's painted as I Dream of Jeannie. And it's so cute.
It's so cute. But I did make in my notes, too, even though I love that one. And there were a few that were on theme. Most of them were still the Midsummer, like Shakespearean butterflies and flowers and stuff.
Yeah,
and
the
like,
same old thing.
Why would they do that? Why wouldn't it? Like, it's not. And once you have one genie costume, like pattern, mm-hmm. like you could do all of them in
all different colors
and stuff. Like, why wouldn't they all be with the theme?
I don't know.
So that kind of bugged me. Mm-hmm. But I'm very particular on all the details like that when I'm doing a party and stuff. So I'm just like, wait, that doesn't go now.
Yeah.
Who didn't get the memo? Obviously, yeah. You knew because you did like a couple of themed ones, but why not all of them?
I don't know. I think Hef just stuck in his ways.
Oh, I didn't even think it was Hef. I thought it was
Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Hef has to approve the designs at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
And I really like all the time they spend on just the guests coming in. I think that adds a lot. And they really do a great job of focusing on people's costumes and stuff.
Well, I think they really wanted to show that people really dressed up for it. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about like the different varieties of costumes. So they were showing like a variety of different costumes and people and stuff. So I think it was really cool.
And then there's a guy standing in the Great Hall after they look at the painted ladies and he goes, I like your paint. And he's dressed as like an Ed Hardy douche or like an Affliction douche. He has like the bandana and like the Affliction.
I don't think that's dressed as. I think that's probably just who he was.
Yeah. But I have to think, I didn't recognize that guy at all, but I have to think he's some kind of celebrity because the dress code for Midsummer Night's Dream, no matter what the theme is pajamas or lingerie for the women and pajamas for the men. Mm-hmm. So he's showing up in like jeans and like a Affliction shirt and a bandana. Like he had to have been a celebrity for them to let him in like that.
Yeah. I also feel like there wasn't really anybody monitoring the dress code. Like there was nobody standing at the door going, that's not a pajama.
Yeah, I mean, there would have been at the shuttles, but that's why I'm thinking he was probably some kind of celebrity or somebody who had a drive on.
Mm, yeah.
You guys, I'm so excited. I just found out I'm going to the south of France in a few weeks, and I needed a really light, chic tote bag. I was searching for one online, and the one that popped out immediately that I wanted so bad was from my old favorite, Quince. Quince is so amazing. Their clothes are timeless. They feel luxurious. They look elevated. And the quality is always great. I have so many items from them. They've held up so nicely. It's like they're still brand new, even though I've been shopping with them for, I think, a couple years now. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that just clicks. Think 100% European linen tops starting at $30, washable silk dresses and skirts, and soft cotton sweaters. Versatile warm weather pieces you'll reach for again and again. And the best part, everything with Quince is half the cost of similar brands. By working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen, Quince gives you luxury without the markup. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/next level for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/next level to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/next level.
So we're all kind of awaiting Patty's big debut.
Wait.
What?
They're showing the painted ladies, and this painted lady is like dancing in the camera. And right next to her, like right in the screen, you guys, is a bare ass vagina just thrusting right into the camera.
It's a lot.
It's just right there in your face.
You know what I think of when I think of shots like that is we screen this show every Sunday night uncensored on the big screen in the living room. So when there were shots like a crotch in the camera, you were seeing it loud and clear.
Yes. Yes.
Ugh.
But why is she fully naked like that? Just not even painted, just crotch out?
I don't know.
It's weird. Because even for Playboy, like people didn't dress like that. If you were nude, you were painted. Mm-hmm. Like nobody just showed up naked.
Apparently somebody did.
I think maybe it was a shot from later in the night, maybe. Ooh. Things were getting a little crazy.
You have a funny word for it when we're in commentary, like, oh, we see a rough crotch shot or something. Like, forget I think what I you said, say.
Wait, what did I say? Raw? I think I said raw.
I think you say, there's a raw crotch.
Coming. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So it shows us walking down the stairs. Here we come. And interesting again, and I only bring this up because of the hierarchy thing and stuff. Mm-hmm. You come down first.
Yeah. So we're not giving a fuck about the hierarchy, which is such a good sign that we're in a good place.
Yeah. Then me, then Kendra. Mm-hmm. And I have to imagine like that's just happened to be how we walked out the door. And that's we went down. And in times before, like where you stood and how you walked down the stairs and all of that stuff was just like so important and like meant so much and like told a whole story that you can't even imagine how much information that told. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we just don't even care anymore. Like it's just however we we're so comfortable that however we happen to walk down the stairs, whoever gets there first.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, totally. We're not competing for like a spot.
Yeah. But so, it's refreshing to me to even see that.
Oh, 100%. It tells me so much about that time period. I bet Patty was nervous coming downstairs, though.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be nerve-wracking.
Yeah. And it's that same kind of shot like they did with your sister where it's like a tracking shot down the hall. Like, dun, dun, dun. So we're all waiting for Patty at the bottom of the stairs. She comes down the stairs. And I notice they put a filter on her when she's coming down the stairs.
Yes.
That same, like, soft focus filter that they did with the pictures. And I don't think she needs it. I think she looks great. But I think they just wanted to add to, like, oh, look how much younger she looks. So they put this like dreamy filter over her walking down the stairs.
I know, but it's sort of disappointing because you're waiting to see this reveal and then you know you're seeing like a filtered version of what was really. But then when she gets to the bottom of the stairs, they don't use the filter anymore and she looks great.
Yeah, totally.
They didn't need to do that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And I think a lot of what's effective about the makeover is her hairstyle is so much more youthful.
I think so too.
They just kind of, I don't know how to explain it. They didn't like add extensions or anything, but it's just like the cut is just kind of styled a different way that's like so much more youthful.
She's got like a little flip out, which I feel like is so much more youthful than flipped in.
And then part of it is like pulled back and it's a lot like smoother and slicker.
Yeah, somebody did a flat iron through it and stuff with like a little flip at the end. She has like little glitter strands in her hair, which are cute.
Yeah.
And I mean, Steven did an amazing job on her makeup. I don't know if he did her hair too or if Laurent swung in there and did her hair real quick.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But yeah, you're right. Like the hairdo just does a lot.
I think we need to discuss too, because a lot of people have been bringing it up like in comments, like asking us questions. A lot of people seem to think that she looks the same.
Oh, yeah. And even at the time, I think a lot of people thought that. I remember because Kendra was defending it in the commentary going, you guys, like she didn't have enough time to heal yet. Like she was still healing and everything. But a lot of people thought that it didn't make a big difference. I think with the professional hair and makeup, that really made a huge difference. Yeah. But all the surgery and stuff, like she looks very, very much the same to me too.
Yeah, I have a couple different thoughts from different time periods. Like back then, I remember thinking she didn't look that different. And I think part of that is when you know somebody's going in for like the full swan makeover and they're getting all these surgeries, your expectation level is a little unrealistic. Like you're kind of expecting a different human to pop out and that's not really that realistic. And also, I think back at that time, like I was working at the studio, like I was constantly looking for women who fit the exact Playmate beauty specifications. You know, my mind was so trained on that, that when I see like a woman in her 40s get a makeover in my head at that time, I'm like, oh, it's not that different. But looking at her now, I'm like, oh, yeah, she looks really refreshed coming down those stairs.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is hair and makeup too. Mm-hmm. And also another factor, like to be fair to anybody who thinks it doesn't look that different, it's true she didn't have a lot of healing time.
Yeah.
Like it takes a long time for that surgery to settle. And even looking at her in this scene, I can kind of sense, because I've had a nose job too, I can kind of sense like the stiffness that's going on right here. I don't know if it's because of like the way her face is moving or whatever, but I can still kind of see like that little stiffness that's like all around this area. So she definitely didn't have enough time to heal. I mean, earlier in this episode, she still has like the bandage thing on her nose.
Yeah.
And then I remember at the time, Hef and Kevin were like so raving about her makeover and not just to her being nice, but like behind her back. I was like, oh my God, she looks amazing. She looks so different. I remember I thought she didn't look that different back then. And I thought, am I crazy?
Yeah.
But I think it's just like the difference in perspective.
I mean, I remember thinking I didn't see that much of a difference either. And I thought that was scary that you go through all of that and there's not this huge change. But then there's also something to be said for subtle plastic surgery.
Totally, 100%. Like, yeah.
Especially when you're older and you're not trying to be a playmate and stuff. So I'm kind of torn. I don't know. I would love to hear what you guys think. Like, if you think that there was a major transformation. And I'm not just talking the hair and makeup.
Yeah.
But like a major transformation physically or not.
Yeah. And my perspective is so different now than it was then. Like, I remember what I thought then. And I look at her now on the show and I'm like, oh, she does look really good.
Yeah. You know? Well, same. Like, but that's why I'm like, but without the hair and makeup, is there a big difference?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's interesting, though.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I think there is, if you really think about like that scene of Patty and Kendra in bedroom four from a couple episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, she looks great. Like, we're not trying to like comment on her. We are commenting on her looks, but we're not trying to. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, we're not just trying to say pretty or not pretty. It's just like some people were saying that they thought there wasn't as big of a difference. But I think it's more just like expectations are out of control because you think that literally another human is going to come out if you've doing that much plastic surgery.
Yeah. You know what? And maybe I'm just biased to long hair, but I feel like hair extensions would have done a huge transformation on her.
Oh, hair theory. Like, have you ever seen those memes where people take the Golden Girls and they put new hair on them?
They look
so much younger just because they don't have like the old lady hair.
Yes. I feel like that would have like made, that would have like changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like even with my sister, that changes everything.
Totally. Makes it look like a different person.
Mm-hmm.
This episode of Girls Next Level is brought to you by Alloy Women's Health. You guys know how important health, wellness, and beauty are to me. And as I'm getting older, I have to change the way I do everything. I'm always getting my hormones checked, trying to keep everything in balance. And if you're looking for ways to make it easier, that's where Alloy comes in. Because hormones affect everything, including your skin, loss of estrogen leads to thinner, drier, less elastic skin. That's why they created M4, their prescription strength skincare line made just for women in midlife. And now they're building on the success of their M4 face cream with two new skincare innovations available only at Alloy, the M4 Lift and Renew RX Eye Cream and M4 Smooth and Firm RX Priming Serum. These aren't your average skincare products. Powered by prescription strength estriol, they hydrate deeply, support collagen, and help reverse and prevent visible signs of aging. Alloy makes it so easy. Everything happens online with treatments delivered to your door. No appointments, no pharmacy lines, just real relief from the inside out. And skin, that shows it. How it works is you sign up. Alloy solutions are available by prescription. You'll need to complete a short medical questionnaire and patient verification. Design your treatment plan with a physician. Get it personalized and get your 3-month supply. Once approved, Alloy ships your prescription directly to your door with automatic refills. Join the 95% of women who tried Alloy and saw relief in the first 2 weeks. Head to myalloy.com and tell them all about your symptoms and you'll get a fully customized treatment plan. And you'll get $20 off your first order today when you use code NEXTLEVEL. Head to myalloy.com and enter code NEXTLEVEL to get $20 off your first order.
So I just feel like I think with the shorter hair, even though it looked a lot younger with the flip out, if she would have had hair extensions put in, we would not even known who that person was.
Totally. But maybe that's not what she wanted.
I know. It might not be.
Because we're saying, oh, we're expecting like a different person. And I think for TV, that's what's satisfying.
Yeah.
But it's oftentimes like reasonably not what people want.
Right.
And we're not saying she should want to look like a different person or have to look like a different person. It's just there's so many layers of like perception and expectation and how I saw it then versus now. I just think it's interesting.
Yeah. But I do think when she came down those stairs, she looked amazing.
100%.
And shows Kendra and Patty posing side by side for photos. And Patty says, do we look like sisters? And I bet I don't know why, but I just feel like Kendra's like, what? Like, no.
That's funny.
And then in interview, you say, I couldn't believe how great she looked. The thing that really jumped out to me the most was how confident she seemed and how excited she was to show up at the party and show everyone and see everyone there that was supporting her and excited totally. To see her.
That was the best part.
And it was a great moment. And then Hef tells her she looks fantastic and kisses her hand. And then cut to dancing at the party.
Oh my God. When they cut back from commercial, they cut to the Hef mural eyes, the creepy mural. Ew. And I was like, so creepy.
Shows us in our cabana posing for photos.
I love how so many men showed up to the party dressed Middle Eastern. Yes. I thought that was so fun. They just really went with the theme.
They really did.
Because oftentimes guys aren't making the effort. Like they're like, I'm going to show up in my Hef-esque silk pajamas. Mm-hmm. But you would rarely, I mean, sometimes for Halloween, but you'd rarely see like a guy costumed out or doing something really creative.
Yeah.
I still say we were missing drag queen energy at the mansion.
Yeah, I think so too.
We needed a drag queen or a club kid to like liven things up.
Did you see that Paris was like super dirty dancing with somebody?
I think so, but I think I didn't realize it was her at first. And I think it took me a couple times watching to even realize who it was.
Sarah walks up to Patty and gives her a big hug and tells her she looks amazing. And I don't know who this woman is, but there's another older woman with Patty. And this woman is looking at Sarah's outfit like, and I just so I was like pausing it so I could write down my notes. And it paused on this woman going,
that's hilarious because Sarah looked incredible in this like lowest cut dress you could ever imagine.
It was kind of like a one piece leotard thing kind of. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it was like, yeah, so low cut and nothing in the back and booty out. Yeah. Like there was almost nothing to it. It was like a piece of fabric with like coins hanging around it or something. But this lady's looking at her. I don't even know who this person was.
I wonder where she got that outfit. I wonder, like, if it was the same person who made her PMOY dress, because it kind of is a similar vibe, I feel.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, it looks like it could have come from the same place. And then they show Sean Merriman, which is so creepy to me. Because if you guys don't know, we had an episode of the Playboy Murders this season where allegedly he drugged a woman's drink and then she passed away that night. And there's still like a pending civil suit against him. So I don't know, just even in my opinion, just seeing that footage of him, I'm like, ugh.
Was he with Kendra?
Not in the shot, I don't think.
Because I'd always heard, and I don't know for sure, but I always heard there was something going on between the two of them.
Ooh, interesting. I do remember his name being thrown around a lot back then.
Mm-hmm.
So that would make sense.
I don't know any details and I don't know for sure. So
yeah.
It's just things I heard while we were there. She didn't confide in me about who else she was dating.
So everybody looks so amazing at the party. Sarah, Destiny, Amber, just everybody's thriving at this party.
Mm-hmm. Patty and Ray are hanging out. Mm-hmm. Amber and Colin are dancing seductively.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Navarro walks up and shakes Hef's hand, gives him a kiss. Oh, gives me a kiss. I said, gives him a kiss. What? He gave me a kiss.
And then I love how John Lovitz like creeps out of the corner.
And then Kendra's trying to get him to date her mom.
Oh, that's funny.
But somebody messaged me yesterday and said, or maybe it was on our Patreon. I can't remember.
It was on our Patreon. I saw it because I answered it. They're like, why is Kendra out with John Lovitz on her birthday? Meaning like modern day. I go, they were friends like way back in the mansion days.
So then Kendra gets on the mic and says, and this part, I still, even watching it 18 years later, cannot believe Hef allowed this.
Same, but also, you know what's weird is I have amnesia about this scene. Like clearly I was there when it happened and it looked like it made quite an impression on me. Clearly, I've watched it back numerous times when we screened it, commentary, YouTube, now, but I'm rewatching it again to make notes for this episode. And I forgot it was even coming. I just keep forgetting that this happened for some reason. I don't know why.
I had completely forgotten too. And I was like, wait, what's about to happen? She's no way she's doing a stripper. And then I saw it and I was like, oh my God. And then it was like coming back to me. It's crazy to
me. So funny.
So,
well, I mean, I guess if he allowed it at your surprise party for one of his girlfriends.
No, I thought about this, though. So let's talk about that for a second, because that's totally different. My surprise party was just all girls, a small group in like the privacy. I mean, I say that because we're filming a pilot, but like in the privacy of the mansion. And it's just for a pilot that may never go anywhere and stuff. this is putting an entire party on hold.
For a
making
stripper.
Everybody stop what they're doing, turning off the music for a second, for a stripper, for it's a totally different thing.
Yeah, I'm surprised he allowed it too. I'm glad they did it though, because I feel like it gives this party a little bit of a different plot line from like the parties we've seen before. And he gets so raunchy.
Yeah. And then I was really confused because I'm like, terrified of strippers, and like I don't want to be like all up in there. Like I think it's funny watching for somebody else, and I'm not anti it at all. I just don't want it on me.
Yeah.
And but I'm like right there next to it, and I've got dollars in my hand and stuff, and I'm like, wait, this I would not be like doing this. And then it finally comes out in commentary, Kendra was stuffing dollars in my hands and shoving me next to them all the time and wanted him to like dance with me too. And I was like, yeah, why were you doing that? I don't want that. And she's like, oh, because you're so shy and conservative when it comes to guys. So it makes it extra funny. So I was like, I wanted the stripper to get you too. And
no,
I was like,
no.
I don't want it. No. I don't want it. But in this scene, like it looks like I'm all about it because I'm all up dancing and yeah. stuff. But it's because I'm being like pushed to be part of it that I don't want to do.
And I'm sitting there like, I mean, my jaw is on the floor because he's like humping his ass on her and like in her face and stuff.
Yes.
And then in commentary, I say, do you think now that we're gone, a lot of dirtier stuff will keep happening at the mansion? And somebody, I don't know if it's you or Kendra, somebody goes, I think it already is.
Yeah. Like it was me.
Did you see the picture? It was in World of Playboy, like after we left. World of Playboy, hanging with Hef, which is usually just party pictures.
Yeah.
There was a picture of like Crystal, the twins, and like one or two other blonde girls laying on Hef's bed. Somebody took this photo, like aerial, I don't know who took it, and naked, like maybe thongs on. And they had like whipped cream on them. And one of them drew like a whipped cream dick. One of them drew like whipped cream, wrote Hef over it. That was in the Hanging with Hef pages.
I do remember seeing that.
Yeah, I think things were getting a lot dirtier. I've heard crazy stories that I've told you. And again, guys, sorry to be like a dick tease and not tell you the whole thing. But the person who told me this story was somebody who was like involved at that time. But like she doesn't want to talk about it. Doesn't sound like a positive experience for her. But there was some shit going on.
Okay, well, back to the stripper. Patty kisses Kendra and says, thank you, you're so sweet. I think Patty thoroughly enjoyed that. See, for me, I've got done all this. It's like, I don't ever need that again. Please don't do that again. But I feel like Patty was like, no, I like that.
It was funny.
And then I'm in the background helping the stripper pick up all his dollar bills. But I've been told since then that you're not supposed to do that. I was just trying to be nice and help him because I knew the party was going to start encroaching in, and that I didn't want him to like miss all his money. But
yeah, I don't know the etiquette, but I would think as long as you're not pocketing it for yourself, they wouldn't care.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, oh, maybe I wasn't supposed to do that.
Who knows?
But just for the record, I was trying to be nice in case anybody's watching that going, girl, get off his money. In interview, Kendra says she's never been the center of attention before. It feels good seeing her smile and seeing her happy. This is going to be a memory of a lifetime. And I really think that it should be a memory of a lifetime, but I wonder if it is.
I would bet. I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, the way she defends the situation online, I would think it was the highlight of her life.
Yeah. Well, I just mean like the makeover and this scene in particular, like the reveal and stuff in particular.
Oh, that's what I meant, I think. Yeah.
Oh, an interview, you say, I love the Arabian Nights theme, and I think everybody loves seeing the different style. It was fun to switch it up. Next year, Moulin Rouge.
Okay. And I had such a vision. You guys, I mean, you guys can picture like Moulin Rouge, the movie, or if you've ever seen what like the Broadway show looks like.
It would have been amazing.
Yeah, you can see it in the backyard. Oh, my God. And you know what's funny is we didn't do it because he didn't want to spring for another theme change, But the next year at Midsummer Night's Dream, I dressed like it was Moulin Rouge. Like, I didn't care. Like, I had a black and red corset.
And then it shows dancing, and some of the girls are actually, like, jumping in the pool. Mm-hmm. And you're smoking the hookah. It showed me smoking the hookah earlier. And I don't know if you guys have ever smoked the hookah or not, but I'm, like, so anti-smoking and everything. But the hookah, it's different for me because it's flavored, and it's, like, super light air or mm-hmm. smoke, I guess I should say. It's different. Not that I'm into smoking, but like if I have to smoke something, I guess it would be a hookah. And then it shows you taking the hit off the hookah. And then we freak out in commentary and we're like, oh my God, there's a girl sitting next to you. And we're like, she's the one that did a face plant.
I can't picture the face plant in my head though. When and where did the face plant happen?
I think it happened that night.
Oh my God.
And something like she was like wasted and she like ran into the table and like face planted across it and knocked everything off.
Oh yeah. Wow.
It was like a whole thing.
Yeah. How embarrassing.
I feel like, did it push the whole couch away too? Like, I feel like it was a major disruption.
Oh no.
And then, yeah, I straddle Hef and give him a kiss, which I think is kind of weird. But then I was thinking, you know what? I was probably just like dancing around and just being silly and stuff. But it is a little out of character for me. And then Hef says, pretty good party, as the camera pans out to the front of the mansion.
Yeah. Do you have a best and worst?
I do. I think one of my worst parts is just not being able to be a part of the makeover at all.
Yeah.
You know, like not being able to, like, one of us could have taken her to Trashy. Mm-hmm. And one of us could have, like you said, like helped her with her makeup, or I don't know. There's just things that we could have like been there part of. And it was just like a big no. And I'm not sure what that is all about.
Yeah.
Not being part of the party revision, like when Hank comes in.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that's just so a weird setup talk. Like, it's not for real. Like, nobody's making real decisions in that mm-hmm. moment or anything like that. But, and I'm sure most people look at that and go, who cares? And it is one of those things, like, who cares now? But, like, it's just those little things where it's just like, God. And I did have visions to make it even more spectacular. Not that I would have been able to do them. But like I did have ideas and would have been fun to be more hands-on. And I do try to be more hands-on later on, like mm-hmm. as parties come in. Even after I left the mansion, when I was doing my pilot, it was all about like party planning and stuff like that. And one of the ideas was I was going to take over the Halloween party and like put in my two cents and stuff. And that obviously never happened. And my other worst is that scene in my room with Kendra being so bitchy. Like, it's just a real storm cloud on what should be like a really fun, stress-free day.
It really is. Like, that would be my worst too, except I'm actually glad it was caught on camera because I feel like, I mean, maybe people hear me talk and they're like, I don't fucking believe you, bitch. Kendra is a perfect angel all the time. And you weren't, you know, I'm not a perfect angel all the time either. But it just captures very real life how she had this weird fucking attitude with me for no reason. And it really was like the root of the tension. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You're just sitting there trying to be nice.
Yeah. And I'm like walking on eggshells. I feel, so how's your mom? Like, how's her outfit? Just like trying to be as bland and nice as possible. And she's just being fucking rude. I think my worst is like, there's a few stilted moments in this show, like the Brian and Hank scene, just being so set up.
Yeah.
What was your best?
Oh, my best. All of us really supporting Kendra's mom. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's great that we finally were able to make a significant change to one of the parties.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think people realize what a feat that is to make any changes at the mansion, let alone like the party. I love our outfits. And I really liked the shopping downtown scene because I felt like that was so real mm-hmm. and like such a part of our lives and something totally. We really, really didn't have. It's like, oh,
time capsule.
Another true moment caught here. Mm-hmm. Like the trapeze the first time is like a true moment caught. Us like shopping downtown is a true moment caught. Kendra's attitude is a true moment caught. Like there was a lot of like true pieces in here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think my best is just the coverage of the Midsummer Night's Dream party. It just translated so much better than it usually does. Like, this is the first time I'm watching the show and thinking, oh no, I really want to go to that party. Like, if I'd never been before, it just really, like, you feel more immersed in it for some reason. I think part of it's the theme, part of it that they spend so much time on the people coming in and their costumes. Mm-hmm. And they really shoot it in a way that feels more immersive rather than, oh, we're way back here seeing like a pan of the party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's my best. So if you guys would like more content, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/girlsnextlevel and check out our merch at girlsnextlevel.shop. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys. Bye.